The Mishnah says, the lady, she saw her, she laughed at the death of the Yechasi. If he was ready for him, he didn't ask her to say, should he share it? But he had his account, she moved him to the grave. So, he was ready to share it with David, so he can be chayt of the death and be Yechasi. And the Rav Reitz, the Rav Yudah, the who she is, the account, she moved him to So then, he's not woke up his position, even if he has it, I can always be the deal. And he was already shaved. But the Gemara didn't know in the Havamine that the mission is not in the case. But the Dekar is no chin of a Tachuach. But the mission assumes, the Gemara assumes that the mission is not in the case, where the Dekar was no chin of a Tachuach. So by taking it out, so then his station is taken, the clouds of earth, and that's in the lochet, it's not smoother. Omar, Abiyah Barashi, Omar Ab, the Otah Tehuah. So Gemara is the Kashi. For Kovic Gumet, even if it's Otah Tehuah, so there is still, Rashi says, Chayek Mishum Binyan. כי לרב אבי, יאמר רב אבי, אחי תרגום את בישאבס, וניצור יחל אולי אפרו פוטר עולה. שרה שסורס פוטר עולה, כדי לפור השתיים, וזה כמה זה חגיגה, תחידים וניצור יחל אולי אפרו, ואומר לי גומר אין בינה, ולא יחיר איש, אלא מקלקל, וכל המקלקל עם פתור. חקלקל עם פתור. So that's why, but it's also the Rabbanon, but since it's only this the Rabbanon, so in order to be kind of mitzvah of Tisha Adam, he's allowed. So from Rashi it appears that Rav Abba's din is based upon the din of Mikalki, but Tisha says no. And Gemara in Shabbos and in Chagiyah, it appears like Pesach. That is because of Meloch Hashem Tzachon Gupo. It's a Libe. The Reb Shimon, who says Meloch Hashem Tzachon Gupo is Potter. But Pesach says, when you saw it, Allah for Potter, you should be Habe Meloch Hashem Tzachon Gupo. U Potter Ola. Vitaine, in King Potter Avalosa, the Chatrin, and there is no Heter. Of Yontef to do a Meloha Shem Tzuzhul Gufo. Yishloi Ma'adi Shem Tzimchas Yontef Muta Atur El Chatre. Vintema Rinkei Lomo Lideka Naots. So Tesis says the business to why. Bisila required the Kanot. Bisham Ayem Bisila, the only Akhline is whether Chatrila or the Eret, is because it's not Mucha. It's not Mucha. But that's not like Rashi. According to Rashi, the reason as to why we require the kanot is not because of any muha without the kanot, but because he is mikalkel. How are we matia mikalkel? Because of the mitzvah of Simchas Yontef. True, there is a mishnah in Shabbos, change the order of Chodesh, the mishnah in Yisrael. So that's because. Because of Surah Shabbos, some Mikalko is Muta. But here, just because of the mitzvah of Kisa Adam, so we are Matir and Nisa the Rabbanon of Mikalko. So apparently, Teisa Shiti is, it's not because of the Nisa of Mikalko, but it's because of Muktzeh. Now, if it is, if he has a deck of notes in the game, so then it's not Mukse, but it's why it's Mukhan Tzas. So, and the Rashbo emphasizes the union of Mukhan Tzas. So in other words, what does it mean? Is it Mukhan or is it not Mukhan? If it's not Mukhan, if it has to be Mukhan Ligambe, So then it's not Mitzvah, because of the Mitzvah of Tishadah. And if it is Mukha, so why do we have to resort because of the Mitzvah of Tishadah? So apparently, and that's mentioned by the Rashbam, that it really is Mukha, but since he put in Erev Yom Tov, they can hold, because he thought he might have to shecht it and did it on Yom Tov. So it is Mukha. But in look to the Chayil, it is. In view of the fact that he wasn't sure that he'll have to shecht it on Yom Tov. So may I look to the Chayil, it is. So maybe we are matia because of the mitzvah of Tisha B'Av and look to the Chayil. Now, Rash, yes?
The Hachan is for the upper, right?
The upper, that's right.
So in other words,
so tachone in the upper tchua.
But in other words, sticking in the deck there before Yantif makes the upper.
Sticking in
makes the upper.
Makes the upper mukha. But the question is, which upper? Which upper? Because the shovel is a big shovel. So when he pushes it in out of Yantif, and then on Yantif he picks it up. So there's a lot of offer in the chapel. He's not going to use all the offer, only part of the offer he'll use. And when will be determined which offer he'll use, that will be when he picks it up. And then he'll throw down a little bit of the offer from one corner of the shovel upon the dam of the tzipia. So mainly it's throwing the shiloh bread. Is throwing the shiloh brere, because if we say brere huvrador umafreya, so we may leave no anyarabion. It wasn't determined yet which part of the offer will be in the chasidah. But then when he throws down a certain portion of the offer upon the dam, so it's huvrador umafreya, then that offer was mukha. But if we don't say brere, so you don't say Kuvadon Matreya. Now the Gemara paskens that the Raisa is in Breire, but the Rabbonon Yesh Breire. Now the Rambam paskens like Rabbe. So Memele, it's a question of the Raisa, so how can we say Breire? The answer is it's not a kashe, because the Raisa Achon the Rabbe is only beyond the Pasomachal Shabbos. But the Gemara says, that goes on Yontef the Almen, Mishum Yontef HaSamuch HaShabbos. That's only the Rabbon, it's not the Raisa. So since that is only the Rabbonon, so maybe we say Yesh Breire, and he's allowed to pick up the Deker from the Ofer Tehuach. But in Yochanan, if it will be Yontef HaSamuch HaShabbos, it will not be allowed. The Rambam doesn't say it will be allowed even by Yontef HaSamuch HaShabbos, yes?
So why do you have to come out to the
problem of the Chabad? Right. Because if it had been a real Yisrael, we wouldn't be Matia because of the mitzvah of Yisrael.
What the Tosfos here is discussing, I think it's Yisrael. The Tosfos is discussing the mitzvah of the power of the friendship of Lufa.
You're right.
Not the power of Lufa.
Okay, but first Tosfos itself says, in the Kolmok in Bion Sheimucha Meravion. So Tesis also discusses the union of Mukhan. But it's not Mukhan Gom. Tesis before says it's not
Mukhan Gom. Why is it
Mukhan
Gom?
What?
Why is it Mukhan
So for Sharaf Rabitzho, the Mukse in Yosal Italko Yontek, Pishtil Echonepesh, Visim Chasson. the raya mean comes out and so on. But there's the whole aloch of mukse, that it's also for a nefesh of nomdim. So this means, in such a case, where it is muhon, but it's not muhon gomot. So it doesn't involve a niser of mukse, but it involves a niser of fugin de chayel. So that is muter. We mock him,
Sergio. Where do we see that?
Teisa says the mukse in also is out of beyond the shulchan nefesh in Hashem, but that's the whole isar of mukse. That it's also beitzish not beyond the fiz also the bishvil lichon nefesh in Simcha Shem. So this means where it's only a question of ubin the chayv, and if he had it, they can also then it's not mukse. It is muchun tzas. Some mele, because of his nefesh and Simchas Yontef, it's mutter. Especially the Rambam doesn't even mention the Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi doesn't mention Mukze altogether, just Bikalke. And the Rambam appears to mention both. I mean, the Yisr of Eil Muchon and the Yisr of the Kalke. Now the Rambam happens to pass him like Rabbi Yudeh, that Melocha Shinitzricha Migufo is hired. So Mele couldn't explain the Gemara like Tesis, that the business line in Shochat, so he's allowed to be Chayfa B'Dekar and Mechase, because of Melocha Shinitzricha Migufo, even though it's awesome the Rabbonon, but Mishum Simchas Yontef is Muta. So the Rambam Menachem Amri doesn't mention Melocha Shnitzricha Migufo. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishne and in Yod HaChazaka doesn't mention Melocha Shnitzricha Migufo. Mishne the Rambam says, Bishama Yemrim, Natalu lachta v'dekar ha'derach shi'anasika l'kamo v'yishchei v'yichasi u'bisilis elu'im kinhoi alu'i ofa mukhon. But the rest applies to v'shama en v'sil. The question is where l'chatchila only the end. V'yom ha'meidim v'sil ha'meide shi'im shochad shi'yachta v'dekar v'yichasi v'shnei t'noi ho'echod שיהיה אויסי הדקה נוט בארץ, ביקר איסי. אם בישס הקירוסי יקר אופו, so it should be נוט בארץ. לבי דיין, and it's משמע from the lotion of the Rambam Pirush HaMishneh, that לבי דיין, when he sticks it into the אופו תפוח, he should already be יקר אופו. והשני שיהיה אופה תחוח כלומר קל ולא יהיה קושק ביום כדי שלא יהיה חיפה. So why is it if it's קושק at all? So then it's not allowed even if you are already שייכת because of the איסר of תחינה. ומה שאומרו בשמי יחת בדקע ביחסה על אלו הפונים אמרו. In other words, that according to בשמי, so if we have these two prerequisites, so then he's allowed lechatchila to shech. And the kohen to be sila, lechatchila is not allowed to shech. Even if we have these two conditions present, yes?
The Rambam says v'yachor so. So that must mean that he can do it.
Mashma, that he has to be eikeh, the opo, and we papa techuach. So, mi begay.
I mean,
that's how it's mashma. It's not clear.
The Mishnah, so
the Mishnah, the Mishnah is caused that. What?
Why does he do then on Yom Tov?
On Yom Tov he picks it up. So still, if it's not
so
up to the
Torah,
so then by picking it up, he's casing the rebobim of Opa.
So from it is, what does he do Arab Yom Tov?
Arab Yom Tov, he sticks it in,
yeah.
And he's aching. The offer to Chuach in the shovel, but it's a big shovel, so there is a lot of offer in it.
So what does it mean? He just pushes it inside?
Push it into the ground.
Yeah.
And the ground consists
of Chofetz HaKuach.
And on Yom Tov, he takes it out.
On Yom Tov, he takes it out. On Yom Tov, he takes it out.
But he didn't take it out. But Yakar also means that he was Oker even before Yom Tov. Does that mean that he took some of it?
That's how it's much.
What does Oker involve? What act does Oker involve? What does it mean to be Oker?
Well, so in the Rabbanon, there is a Nisa of Hefer. Hefer, Heresh, Binyan, in the Rabbanon.
What physical action is he doing? Is he actually picking the dirt up, taking it out of the sandbox, whatever it is?
Well, I know sandbox. So, so he's a kiddiyah.
Which means he picks it up.
He picks it up. I mean, picks it up.
I mean, inside the...
Inside of.
I mean, just pushes it inside.
So that's right.
Pushes it around.
Yes, yes. He pushes the thing in the offer.
So, on Yom Tov, what is there left to do? Just take it outside?
Just to take it, yeah.
Is that involving sort of malacha?
Because he's chayta mid rabbah.
I mean, he completes it. When he takes
it's
out.
Bein, the he's bein.
When he takes
so
it out.
Even without igumo, so it's considered bein.
It's good.
He's bein. Because there is no igumo here, because since it's offered to Ruach, so the derech is, when you throw down the offer to Ruach, so the old offer will come back. Will come back. But there is a Nisar of being with the Rabbanon anyway. So, that's a Nisar with the Rabbanon of Binyan. Maybe Merzek Binyan, maybe Binyan Mamesh with the Rabbanon. Now, the Russian of the Rambam in Hilchas Yom Tov is the same way. In Perek Beis, Halach Yitzches, the Rambam says, Nisho Hoyolei Deka Noot, Me'arab Yom Tov. They not keep Yom Tov. So, the Nitike took place on Yom Tov, but it was Dekanotes. They not keep Yom Tov El Ofo. They will see Dekanotes near of Yom Tov. In Oyo Eisi Ofo Techuach. So, Mele, and it was notes near of Yom Tov in Ofo Techuach, Harizem Chasem Beyom Taltoi. So then it's considered muhal. But then in Pirgim Aloha Aleph, he mentions the same aloha. Nisha Hoyolei, Ofer Muchon, Oy Eifa Muchon, Shemutali Tautolei, Hare Zeshechet Chaya Beifu Mechase Domon. Vim, Eilei Ofer Muchon, Oy Eifa Horoli Tautolei, Hare Zel Yishrei, Vimova Bishochat, Lo yichasid domam ad le'eret. Le'eret. So it's very unclear. I mean, the Lechem Mishneh discussed it, and he's masik on the Magid Mishneh, and the Keset Mishneh. So, Liul say Perek Shein, because of Arama Magid, Zeli Shein, Midi Rabbein Zalm Yireh, Vibbeyo Shein Muta Lishchet, because of Midvor of Shekosav, Shein Muta Lishchet Al Smach, Mashma Dim Shochat, Yachta Bideka Viyechase. Elo Shein Shechel Chatzile. That's what the Magid Mishneh says. The Magid Mishneh says, Umidir Rabbeinu. Zal Nira Kein, Shari Kosa Vinot Kein, Mashma Dapilu Shochat, Lo Yachta Viteka. Elo, she not Kein Bini Ebed Yechase. Aber lo Yachta Viteka Lechatzile. Dizeh Hefer. So, we have to say in the Rambam, in order that there shouldn't be a stira between the Rambam and Aloch Yudches, and the period days, and in the Rambam period in Aloch Aleph, that actually, even though he was a head decker, he's stopping the decker, Me'arad Yom Tov, but then, when he's nothing, the offer, he picks up the shovel on Yom Tov, so there are two shailas. First of all, even though it's offered to Ruach, but one is a shaila of Binyan mid Rabbanon, and the other shaila is because he doesn't know yet which part of the offer he'll use in being Chassid Adam. So it's a shaila of Mukz also. But then it will be told in the shaila of Re'er, because when he picks up the shovel and then he uses a portion of that Tofa Techuach in being Chassid Dam. So then, if we say prayer, so we say Huva Adorom Afreye, that portion of Ofo was Muchon, Me'arav Yontem. But if we don't say prayer, then we don't say, we can't say Huva Adorom Afreye that it was Muchon, Me'arav Yontem. Now, how do we pass him? Then the Rais is in prayer, and the Rabban Yesh prayer. Now, and the Rambam passes like Rabbe, so it's a deraisa. So how can you apply prayer? The answer is, even according to Rabbe, so Hachomri is only osam deraisa beyond the Tasomach Shabbos. But the Rabbanon, so the Hachomri Maser, beyond the Daume, which is beyond the Tasomach Shabbos. Now here the Rambam doesn't discuss beyond the Tasomach Shabbos, so it's only a question of the Rabbanon, so Mele we say prayer. And since and we say by the Rabbanon, we say prayer, so Mele, it's Muchon, so there is no Yisra of Mukze. But then there is another child, an Yisra of the Kalkil, of Binye, so that the Rambam doesn't discuss here. That the Rambam discusses in the Talaf of Tulcha Shabbos, and the Racham Mishnah mentioned that.
Wait, yes. Why does prayer play wrong there?
Because he's not going to, when he picks up the shawl, he's not going to use all the offer on the shawl.
But I thought he prepared the
offer
before
he entered. He prepared some of the offer. He won't need it. He won't need all the offer on the shawl when he picks it up to chase the dam of the tzipeya. Only a little bit of the offer he'll have to use.
But if he was making all of it beforehand.
No, so if somebody would make him a whole sandbox to use a portion of it, so then it's going to be rare whether it is considered muchon or not muchon.
Over here, Rambam says b'di'evet, right?
B'di'evet, yes.
So why is it not muchon or tatfila? Because of the Yisra of Binyan?
Because of the Yisra of Binyan, Rabba.
But
this opinion, that's right.
But the other is alright.
The other is alright.
So, what's the most focus for Magid Mishnah and the Rabbah Mishnah?
There is no Machlekes. There is a Machlekes only in the Pshat and the Rambam.
Yeah, where is it?
So, the Magid Mishnah says, Mishnah says that he's not allowed to be sheichet, but if he was already sheichet, so he's yachta b'deka b'chas. Oh, and from the Rambam it's mashma that even if he was sheichet, he still cannot pick up the shovel. But if he already picked up the shovel, then he might as well use it in kisada. That's the machlokes. Between the Magid Mishneh and the Halacha Mishneh in the Pshat and the Rambam. Not in Machlokes Ribbono, but in the Pshat and the Rambam.
As far as the Magid Mishneh is difficult, because...
That's right.
So what's... You see, as far as the whole reason he's not allowed to do it with it, you know, is because of the Easter Binyan.
Binyan, yeah, that's
so
right.
Even if he shafts, there's still the Rabban on those
things. Yes, so that, according to the Rambam, the Chachamim were matia because of the mitzvah of Kisadam. Mitzvah of Kisadam, not Simchas Yomtev. Because if we're not being active, Simchas Yomtev will be allowed to eat it, even if he's not the kind of mitzvah of Kisadam. Because of mitzvah of Kisadam, so the Chachamim were matia. Yeah. Mentions the Yisra of Mekalkel. He mentions in his mashma that in case of Hafat HaKuach, not with Rabbit. So it's because of Binyan Mirabon, he mentions that in the Kalef Mil Cheshav. Kalef Mil Cheshav is Halach Yudzayin, Kalam Kalkalim Pturim, Kesav, Harei Shechabar Bechaveire, Oy Bibheimo Derech Hashvosim, Vichein in Korab Godim, Oishova Kelim Derech Hashvosi, Harei Ze Poter. Chofa Gumo V'Nitzorech El Afro, Harei Ze Mikalke. U Poter, Afal Pi She'osa Melocho, toil the chavanosim the kalkel is potter. So the Rambam mentioned several cases of the kalkel, but there is a difference. In the case of chavav chaberi der hashchose, or sirev godish der hashchose, so there is a tour of the kalkel. But it's a real melache. But it's not melache and raise because of a loch of the kalkel. Mash ain't came in the case of chota gumo vein tzorech alo le'afo. So then, he wasn't even mischaving to the mikalkel. He is a mikalkel. He is a mikalkel in melechas binyan. But he wasn't even mischaving to the mikalkel. So then, it's also some rabbonon. But it's not the same thing like Seref Godi Shochivu B'chaveirei Dar HaShrose. So then, according to the Gemara in Shmini Shrotzim, no, in Pergoyrei, so then he's in Chayev Echatos. But here, it's only a Melochet Rabbonon. He wasn't even mischaving to be bitmei kimelachas binyan. So still, it is still a samdavon. So mele the Rambam was killed in one aloha, because, so here in Yontev, so because of the mitzvah of Kisa Adam, so the Chachomim were matia, the kalkil, where he's not mischaving to make binyan. And even though the Rambam paskins like Rav Shimon, the Dovashim is having his mutar in Oratere Kule, but with the Rabbonon, so here there is a psikreishe, there will be a vinyan, so in the bais, so all in the sode. So mele, if not for the mitzvah of this Adam, it would be also, even though he is not mischaving to be a vinyan. That's the Shittes HaRambam. Now,
you're saying it's just a psikreisha.
The psikreisha,
the nichole, or the
no, it's not nichole.
The lo nichole.
Lo nichole. Lo yichbas.
The drama holds of the Ark Shita, but it's also in the Rabban.
Also in the Rabban. Yeah, like this Shita in Kibbutz. Rav Chaim discusses, but there are certain Rambams that Rav Chaim doesn't even discuss. But it can be explained according to Rav Chaim's Chiddush, that the two halachos of Yediyah and Kavonah, according to Rav Shimon Zalosh and Mishchavi, is Mutar and Kol HaTere Kule, so it's Din of Kavonah. Din of Kavonah. But maybe Rav Shimon Sikreishe, because then it's considered Mishchavi. But then, by Shabbos, there is halacha of Melechas Machshavos. So Mele, it's not just that he has to be mischav. He has to know, Hoyaloi Eben Munach B'Shecheike, Elohi Kebo, V'yomad, so Shabbos is Pota. Why? Because Melechas Machshavos also Kebo. That's not the Ptur of Dorosh and Mischavim, because in Kol HaTere Kule, it is certainly Psikreishe, he has an Eben on his lap, and then he stands up. He's mischaving to stand up. He's not, he doesn't stand up absentmindedly. Some mele, there is kavone, but the element, since he was not aware of the fact that he had an Eben in his lap, some mele, it's not in Melechas Machshavos.
So, nah,
yes.
So, Chaim HaKavon
in Yediyah. That's
right. So by culture of
Kula,
Kavan
has
to be present. What does that mean, Kavan has to be present?
He has to intend to do it.
To do what, for example?
To do the Meloche.
Do
the Meloche.
And
let's say, Hoysha Ebn Nacha Vesechei Kei, so since he's by standing, he was not having to stand up. And then he was there, so it's considered as a loch of situation that if somebody is mishaving to chop off the head of the tzipir, he's not mishaving to kill the tzipir because he wants it to be used as a toy by the child. So on the contrary, the child will probably be happier if it will still have life in it. So but still is considered mischabed.
Why? Because you have what?
What?
Because you have what's present.
There it's considered mischabed, and he be also, he knows okay. That by chatting about that.
Alright. So the question, how is the Adam
Yes.
So what more often should you be doing? Which
one is it? Sorry. You never mentioned that I'm not a host, but it's only that the Shabbos.
Okay. So, in what kind of honor is there?
He was Mechabin.
Do what?
To Mechabin to stand up. And by standing up, he's so it's 100% that he'll throw it out into the Rosh Hashanah. So maybe it's considered Mechabin, but he's still Potter because it's not a question of idea, it's a question of what. And because from the sugya in Krisis, it appears that Melechas Machshebes implies that he has to be aware, and he also he wants that he has to have the rot that the Melechas should be done. Both.
So what causes a crime to make the chiller?
You know what I mean, said the Rambam of his doctors. We soon see that. Now, what I want to mention a Gemara in Perek HaMatzniyah that could be explained very well in the faceless with that Reb Chaim Vissot. Now, the Gemara in Perek HaMatzniyah that Tzadikei Amud Aleph says, Tone Rabbo, Hachile Ve'am Habeitz Ve'am Gabin Kritrikas. All right, that doesn't concern us. Chile is in the loche of Dosh. And Mechabeit is in the loche of Beirea. But Mechabeit and Merabeit. So a Mechabeit and Merabeit, the Oreide Chalis Dash, Shogat Bishabes Chayef Chatos. He is in the Yontet, Leike Aboy, Dibre Rablazer. So Mechabit means when he sweeps the floor, but he doesn't deal with this kind of floor. But the floor of karke. So when you sweep the floor, you may melee. A mash for the gummies, because in the floor of karke, there are many cavities, and by sweeping, so all the soil fills up the cavities. Fills up the cavities. So, and then Mechabit means there is a lot of dust. So he pours water over the dust in order to illuminate the dust. So Rav Lezer says that HaMechabei VaMerabeis Rei Dechalis Vash, that's another shayla. In other words, if he takes out the Chalis Vash from the behind, so in Meile, according to Rav Lezer, he learns it out from the Posik that Chalis Vash has a din of Mechuba. Has a din of Mechuba. So the male is also high, and beyond the lake haboy, divrei Rav Lezer, the chachomim eimrim echot ze veechot ze, ein yalo mishum shvus. So Rashi and Tosfos say echot ze veechot ze, echot Shabbos veechot Yom Tov. So there is no isa d'raise, but only shvus. Why is there a shvus according to chachomim? So Rashi says, Dilmo ki konisle mismalin agumeis. Shebebayis ma'aleyem, behave binyin. So it's an Isad Rabbonon of binyin. But why not an Isad Rabbonon of binyin? So according to Rav Lezer, there is no Isad Rabbonon of binyin. But according to Chachomim, there is no Isad Rabbonon of binyin because it's not a situation. Sometimes you fill up the cavities, and sometimes when you sweep the floor, you don't fill up the cavities. Then the Gemara says, so, in this braise, it's mentioned that even the Chachomim are made it so some drama, but there is no chiyuv chatos. But then the Gemara says at the end, before the Mishneh, Beyoidne, distirlon kerev shimen, shore af the chatchil. So in other words, now that we pass like kerev shimen, the Dovashim Mishchavim is mutal chatchile, so it's mutter, everything is mutter chatchil. Now what does it mean everything? Mechabit and merabit, or just merabit is mutter. Mechabit is not mutter. So on that there is also machlekes l'sheni. Tosfos says, v'yidne dikaimon, ki Rav Shimon, shorev, Shore, so Rashi also says, Kirab Shimon Lidorosh in Mishabim Muter, Ve'am Rabbeis in Mishabim Lahad Bikofa Bigumo, Ul Hashi Sabayis. Elo Shalo Yalo Ovok. So from Rashi's Loshin it's Mashma. That we did is still like Rab Shimon, so only the rabbis to pour water over the karka is Muter. But to sweep the karka, not. And Teisves says, Voidne di Kanon Kirab Shimon Shor al Katrile, Bahak Shore. Kibbut my time. I feel you, it's not like Rashi. That even kibbut is muta. They nearly, the Bepherico Akeli, Momer Ablezer, at Nechabdi Shal Tamre, Mutal Italto. Now, Chabdi Shal Tamre means a sweeper that is made from palm branches. So it's muta to Mitalto. Now the law is a Christian lachter miser, so you are allowed to be totally litzir, goofy or litzir from Kaimik, but not mechamo litzir. Now, if it is, so the Gemara itself asks, uporich, in mechamo litzir, be ho, leimer, ablezer, afil, bishal tamre, mashma, de pshitale, de lekeman, de shor, afil, rafshimen, so, we should have him lachtelisa, Christian lachtelisa. You are only allowed to be talked to say a good letter from the game, not no ham no tail. We shore the habit have him lachtel heta. Elevada kibut osa likula only. Mit nishe ladies of him came. Shvilishavin and hochel rapshina and elevadke ribus. Dadke ribus. Now, so, tasteless is like Rashi. Not like Yaloch at the rest. But from Tesis it appears that the reason is why, even according to Rav Shimon, it's also to be mechabit because of Tilfu Mukti. However, the Rambam says like Tesis, but the Rambam says not because of Tilfu Mukti. Allowed it to sweep the floor with that, to be mechabit the floor. How are you allowed to mechabit the floor of karka?
Why is there a mishmah?
Are you allowed to mechabit the floor? You'll be mashbe gumes. So you'll be even a miser of binyan.
You may not be mashbe.
All right. So it should be muta because of davashin mishabe. The davashin mishabe. And this is what the Gemara says. But Rashi and Tesis apply it only to Mechabit, not to Mechabit. Now let's see the Lashon HaRambam in Perek Chav Gimel Hilcha Shabbos. Halacha Gimel. The Rambam says, "Vi oso lechabit es hakarka, shemo yashve gumes." Shemo yashve gumes. Not, it's not ibadah. Elohim kinu rotsu babonis. Then he says, Umutel is alif maim al gabi akarka, vein echeshish, shemo yash vegumis, shari nischav nikach. So, everybody raises a question against the Rambam. So why is there a difference between kibbut and ritzuk? Kibbut is osa al nechabit as a karka, even though it's not a psikreshet. Shemo yash vegumis, if it would be a psikreshet, so the Rambam wouldn't say Shemo Yashivumis, Vada Yashivumis, and then if it's Tzikreishe, so it's considered Mishabe. In regard to Ritzuf, he says, Umutal is alet mayim al gabi akarki, vein yecheshish, Shemo Yashivumis, shari Mishabe. What's the difference between Kibbut and Kibbut? So the Rambamiri is that Chayle, and the Rav Amiri says, even though what the Kesef Mishneh, the Magid Mishneh, and the Lechem Mishneh say is similar to the Rav Amiri, but the Rav Amiri mentions it very clearly. He says there is a difference between Kibbut and Ritzuk. Both are in Mishrabi, and both are not psikreishi in the sense that it will definitely entail Hashveyas Gumis, but there is one difference. When you sweep the floor of Karkei, most of the time, you are mashbidikus. Mashinkin, you pour water on karki. So So there's sometimes, but there is no off. So it's called, and the Miri calls it Korev Lipsikreishe. In other words, Korev Lipsikreishe is Osam Rabba. If it's Lipsikreishe Gomor, that is 100%, like shutting off the head of Itzipeya, so then it's Lipsikreishe Gomor. It's considered Mishab, because there's the Aloha of Lipsikreishe. If one is Mishabi to do Meloche one, and it's known that by doing Meloche one, so it will involve Meloche two, so the Kavone that he directs towards Meloche one is attributed to Meloche two. Mashenke, when it's called Tikreishe, so then it's not considered Mishabim, the Raise, but with the Rabbonon is considered Mishab. And the Miri agrees in the Shiris Rambam. Then we see, Teisves also mentions that. And this is how the Gritao explains the Teisves in Pirik HaMatznia. So, yes?
So what do you want to deduce from this
talk? One second.
The one that you read, the Tosfos that you read. Are you saying it's a Machlokes, the Tosfos and the Rambam?
We'll soon see. המחבי והמרבץ תימא דרכו חוכמה ירד לא יחד את סקרישי שיש באגומץ ויפסקרישי היכשור אלי כמון רבשים לחתחיל הומד רבשים פסקרישי ביום so how does Gemara say that since we pass like רבשים so it's מותרים לחתחיל ויחידים דלי יחד את סקרישי amai so it's not סקרישי. So then the question arises, if it's not a psikreishe, amai mechayev chablezah chatos. Homa b'firik omalem amimune, gabitzirup hashishiyiz, idovo shen mishchab mutal rabidim natire, lehad mech masheves, the king godul, so they used to warm up certain hashishiyiz shal bars of metal. And then, in order that the king godul should not get cold when he walks on the Ritzpah, Yochei, some Mele, they used to put it in an Kippah, in hot water. So the Gemara Esikashe, but by putting the hot metal in the cold water, so you'll be Mitzari, because that was the Derech of the Teyapim, of the goldsmiths. In other words, they used to heat up the metal and then they would dump it in cold water. So the Gemara says that it is by Shabbos and Yom Kippur. By Shabbos, besides the din of Kavone, that is, according to Reb Shimon, is the din in Kol HaTere Kule. So there is a union of Yidiyah and Rotzon also. There is a union of Yidiyah and Rotzon also. So that's why, that's the discussion. Monefshach, it's not the Psikreishe, Mechabit and Rabbeitz, because if it had been the Psikreishe, so Reb Shimon would be Matir, and Chachon wouldn't even Aseret, neither Rabbonon. So the Chachomim and Rav Shimon would make the Yitzosam Geraise. So since it's not a Psikreishe, so why is Rav Lezer Mechayev Chatos? So Teisa says, V'yesh Rima Dibhot Lige. The Rav Lezer Sobar Dhav a Psikreishe. The Rabbonon Sabre the Loihab. That's the Machlokes between Rav Lezer and Chachomim. Whether it is a Psikreishe or it's not a Psikreishe. So it's a Machlokes in Mitzias. So the Gritao says something very good. He says, I mean, everything that Tal says is good. But this explains, sheds light on the whole Indian of Dovashim Mishad and Yerachas Machshavis. He says that there is no Machleges in Mitzias. Most of the time, so it will be, most of the time, when you sweep the floor, so you will be mashvi the gomitz, but it's not 100%. So if we say like Rav Shimon, in other words, it's called the Psikreishe. What the Miri says, there is this something correlative to Reisha. So if we say that like Hapshima and Dorosh Mishavim is Mutea, but Sikreisha is considered Mishavim, then it has to be 100%, but most of the time is not considered Mishavim. But if we say like Rabbi Yehuda, that Dorosh Mishavim is also in Kolatere Kule, but by Shabbos it is Mutea, Nidraise, because he is Potter by Shabbos.